USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The powerful U.S. attorney in Manhattan, who's been overseeing investigation into President Trump's allies, showed up at his office to work to find the attorney general there to fire him. Then Jeffrey Berman issued a statement saying he would leave after all. Attorney General William Barr says President Trump had ordered Berman out, but the president says that's up to Barr. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
It's ironic that the Attorney General Barr is accusing Mr. Berman of creating a public spectacle over public service. In fact, it is the president and the Attorney General who have not followed the proper process to handle the appointment of somebody as the U.S. Attorney in New York.
The administration's push to dump Berman set up a clash with the Justice Department and one of the nation's top districts, which is now investigating Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump said Friday he plans to continue his effort to dismantle the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, just one day after the Supreme Court blocked his attempts to do so. The High Court ruled on Thursday by a vote of 5-4 that the Department of Homeland Security's effort to end DACA was arbitrary and illegal under the Federal Administration Procedure Act. President Trump tweeted, "The Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request." 3 years ago, the president announced plans to wind down the DACA program, saying it would give Congress a chance to pass reasonable immigration reform. The acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said the administration was starting the process over to end the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Colorado lawmakers have enacted sweeping reforms for police following the death of George Floyd. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Democratic Governor Jared Polis signing the Enhanced Law Enforcement Integrity Act,
creating a new duty for police officers to intervene if they see a fellow officer engaging in an inappropriate use of force instead of just standing by and watching, requiring peace officers to have a legal basis for making contact with individuals.
The mayor continuing,
"As a 17-year-old black student named Ashira Campbell told me yesterday, it's not just a protest against police brutality, but a protest against a society that is too comfortable with injustice."
The Louisville Metro Police have initiated the process to fire Officer Brett Hankinson, one of the three officers who fired weapons into Breonna Taylor's apartment on March 13th while executing a no-knock search warrant, killing her, according to Mayor Greg Fisher. Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder accused Hankinson of blindly firing 10 rounds into the apartment. In a letter, Schroeder said, "I find your conduct a shock to the conscience. I'm alarmed and stunned you used deadly force in this fashion." Louisville Urban League President Sadiqa Reynolds says the firing was a long overdue first step in addressing the incident. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Officer Miles Cosgrove, the two other officers who fired their weapons, are currently on administrative assignment. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.